Blog Talk Radio.
Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we declare your word, let it pierce through our very soul and spirit. We ask that all things be made naked and open unto your eyes during this period. Lord, we ask that you try our hearts and thoughts and intent. Let your living word discern our thoughts and motives. Father, We do not want to come out of this consecration period the same way. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Let your word be like a hammer, breaking every shackle of our hearts, minds, and souls. Once again, my name is Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to join in every Wednesday and Sundays, or every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus tells us about forgiveness and faith. Because people are sinful, and because people live in a relationship with one another, they will tempt each other to sin, whether through temptation or false teaching. Jesus Christ explained that while there would always be temptation, that it did not excuse the person who does the tempting. Jesus Christ may have been referring to the religious leaders who taught their converts of their own hypocritical ways. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15 says, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. These leaders were perpetuating an evil system through their false teaching. A person who teaches others has a solemn responsibility. James chapter 1, verse 1 says, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Leading another person astray is very serious. Jesus Christ explained that the consequences were so severe that it would be better to have a millstone tied around one's neck and be thrown into the sea than for a person to face God after causing others to stumble. A millstone was a heavy, flat stone used to grind grain. To have a millstone tied around the neck and be dumped into the sea pictured a horrifying death by drowning. Even such a death would be minor. However, compared to that, this person would face in eternity. Jesus Christ used the term little ones to refer not just to children, but to his followers. Those who turn people away from God will receive punishment.
Right.
I bind, rebuke, and cast out every stubborn demon that would attempt to stubbornly hold on to my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. I come against every stubborn stronghold and command it to yield to the power of God in the name of Jesus. I pressure on every stubborn demon and stronghold and break its grip in my life and ministry in Jesus' name. I uproot every stubborn root from my life in the name of Jesus. I command every stubborn, iron-like yoke to shatter and break in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of all iniquity in my family and ministry that would stubbornly attempt to control my life. I come against all obstinate demons and break their influence in my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all stubborn habitual patterns of failure and frustration in my life and in my ministry in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all stubborn pharaohs that would attempt to hold God's people, and I command you to let God's people go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke all stubborn enemies who stubbornly oppose me and my progress. I rebuke all stubborn demons that would attempt to resist the power of God and the authority I have through Jesus Christ. And I render you powerless to resist in the name of Jesus. I come against every persistent pattern that limits me, and I render it powerless against me in the name of Jesus. There is nothing impossible through faith. I release my faith against every stubborn and obstinate demon, and I resist you steadfastly in the name of Jesus. I weaken, break down, and pressure every stubborn demon and stronghold. You are getting weaker and weaker, and I am getting stronger. I exercise long war against all stubborn demons until you are completely defeated and destroyed from my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. I lay siege against every stubborn stronghold through prayer and fasting until your walls come down in the name of Jesus. I use the battering ram of prayer and fasting to demolish all the gates of every stubborn stronghold in the name of Jesus. Let every Jericho wall fall through my praise as I lift up my voice as a triumph, as a trumpet against you in the name of Jesus. Let every demonic stamp be removed from my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the wall of every stubborn spirit that would attempt to remain in my life and ministry. I speak to every stubborn demon, you have no will to remain. Your will is broken, and you must submit to the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I come against all stubborn demons and strongholds in the name of Jesus. I assault every demonic fortress that has been built for generations. I rebuke every stubborn mule and bull of Bashan for my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the will of every stubborn mule that comes against me and this ministry. You are defeated and must bow to the name above all names. The anointing is increasing in my life and ministry through prayer and fasting, and every stubborn yoke is being destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Welcome to the Else of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christian world. Here, you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe as we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also visit our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries and the Tony Owens Ministries at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist with their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. To receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will gladly add you to our mailing list. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. We will also be able to send you copies of the New Testament, Purpose, Joy, Love, Forgiveness, Peace, and Hope. This is the King James Version. To our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, we are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. And please be reminded, every single dollar counts. Amen. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bring in the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. The Great Commission is a straightforward command. It is brief, yet forceful and uncompromising. Go preach. Jesus Christ made two critical points. One, it is the gospel that is to be preached. We are not to preach our own thoughts and ideas. Humanistic and man-centered beliefs, world religions and philosophies. We are to preach the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the news which the world desperately need to hear. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. 2. The gospel is to be carried into all the world and preached to every creature. The gospel is the news which everyone needs to hear. The Great Commission was given to the church, to every believer. It is a permanent commission given to the church of every generation, not only to the first disciples. After a person believes and is baptized, Jesus Christ says the person goes forth with power and signs while he preaches the gospel. Every believer who is genuinely saved is to preach the gospel. I encourage you once again, every believer who is genuinely saved is to preach the gospel. The Great Commission does not consider difficulties, dangers, or barriers to be reasons for not going. Jesus Christ did not discuss excuses for not sharing the gospel. His command was an uncompromising demand. The issue of eternal life versus eternal damnation is too critical an issue to allow anything to stop the gospel from going forth. The gospel has to be carried forth. No land is to be neglected. No part of the world should be neglected. No one should be ignored. The believer is to be an undaunted and unserved from the Great Commission. The believer is commanded, go into all the world. Beloved, I encourage you to take up the word of God and spread the gospel throughout the world. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and
in season.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we continue in the series, The Gifts of the Holy Spirit, tonight's lesson will be the character of faith. Once again, as we continue in this series, understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit, tonight's lesson will be the character of faith. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight, dear Lord God, and I pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness as I prepare to speak your word. Father, I pray, O God, that you will strengthen me both in faith. Lord, I pray, O God, that those who have ears to hear will hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you tonight, and I give you the honor and the glory. I give you the power unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Tonight's lesson, the character of faith, developing the inner man for the activation and operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The substance of faith. Character can be defined as the inherent nature, quality, or traits of a person, place, or thing. Faith is defined as unquestioning belief, specifically in God, complete trust or confidence, according to Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith lays claim to and substantiate those things in the Christian's future which are told to us in God's word and the unseen realities he promises us now. Substantiate, which is a verb form of substance, means to show, to be true or real by giving evidence. A police detective examining a crime scene looks for evidence, which would be some physical article or substance that belongs to a specific individual connecting them to that crime scene. So then, faith is the substance giving evidence the word of God is true, that the unseen realm of the kingdom of God is a living reality. Faith comes at the hearing of God's word. Once again, faith comes at the hearing of God's word. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. When the word of God is spoken or read, faith is like a person knocking at the door of our hearts. He asks us to turn the knob of our wills and let him, for the unsaved, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached. The Holy Spirit convicts the heart, prompting the will of that person to submit to the truth and receive salvation through Jesus Christ. For the Christian to grow and mature in Christ, the truths of God's word must continually be received into our hearts and minds by a receptive will. Even if that truth is hard to receive, challenging our pride, desires, and personal image, a heart willing to receive truth will protect us from falling into the many snares, traps, and deceptions of the devil. Sometimes we are on a spiritual merry-go-round, experiencing the futility of a cycle that we can't seem to break its entirety. Possible that we would now be free if we had received the truth God spoke to us so long ago regarding the situation. I'll say that again. Sometimes we are on a spiritual merry-go-round, experiencing the futility of a cycle that we can't seem to break. It's entirely possible that we would now be free if we had received the truth God spoke to us so long ago regarding our situation. Faith changes our perspective. Faith gives us the ability to access the kingdom of God by opening a vertical window and inner window in our souls through our spirits. As Christians, we often handle our lives and issues in a carnal way, approaching things with our five senses, intuition, or human reasoning, what we know or have experienced. The scripture tells us this approach is in error because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. The carnal mind is full of its own desires and cannot be looked to solve issues, because it will only reinforce them. Trust in the Lord, beloved, with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. However, verse 6 tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. When we rely on God's word, it takes us from focusing on what's around us, our circumstances, to the ability of God who is above us and within us by his Spirit. Through faith in him, he gives us the grace to see our situation from his perspective, which provides the answers to our issues. Beloved, faith is not mere belief in any religion. The world has defined faith as any religious belief, but the living God alone has the exclusive rights to the word faith because it is a spiritual dynamic that only manifests at hearing of God's own word. Remember the words Jesus speaks are both spirit and life. The religions of the world believe that man can redeem himself by his own efforts or by following some code, mantra, or program. While a person using these can reform themselves somewhat, the true transformation of a person's nature takes place only by the power of the Spirit and Word of God. Faith is a gift given from God to enable us to communicate with him based on his own word. It lifts us from the immediate consciousness of our earthly life and makes us aware and able to have fellowship with the living God, who is a spirit and whom we must worship in spirit and in truth. Faith worketh by love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6b clause tells us that it is the agape love of God that is faith engine, power, and motivator. 1 Corinthians 13 gives what the fruit of God's love is in the life of Christian. God was motivated by his love for mankind to sacrifice the life of his only Son before we knew him, being spiritually dead in our sins. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Sometimes our faith is rendered ineffective because we have stumbled over a pothole in our love walk. In this case, to keep our faith obstacle-free, we have to spiritually adjust our heart attitude toward God and each other. Jesus Christ said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. Even when we experience a break in relationship, we must cultivate and maintain a peaceful, godly attitude. Faith is faithful. Faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit and means to be loyal, steady, conscientious, dutiful, enduring, accurate, true to truth, and reliable. As Christians, we give God service which is anything but faithful, expecting Him to excuse us while we hold Him in His part, because, after all, He is God, while we are only human. How can we expect to develop into mature Christians or receive the manifestation of God's promises when we are fickle, changeable, and unreliable over here one day and over there the next day? Excited about being somewhere one day and full of doubt, resentment, ready to find the first exit because things are not going our way? Beloved, that's not the way of a Christian. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Faith is persistent. It does not succumb to fear, disappointment, discouragement, demonic obstacles, or man-made barricades, but persists by setting the heart and mind in believing God. I encourage you to read Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, and Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. Faith is victorious. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. We are victorious when we rely only upon the Lord and His desires for us. We must not fall into the temptation to think like the world, who tells us to indulge our senses, pursue every desire, and take pride in our own accomplishments. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Faith is designed to work only when one is in God's will. For faith to be victorious, we must be in God's will. What does that mean? It means that we must be in line with what God's purposes are for our lives overall and in the moment. If you don't know God's will, then pray and read the scriptures concerning your situation. Seek counsel through God-ordained leadership. That is the head of your church. God does not support what is in His will. If we are believing God for a thing, it must be something God ordained for the individual's life specifically and for the Christian community in general. Faith is teachable. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This scripture tells us that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because God has not made what we need to know available, but because we have refused to receive instruction. God tells us that because we refuse instruction, He will reject us. He will reject our ministry and not allow us to offer service to him. And if we are presently serving him, not allow us to serve him any further because our work is not approved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To rightly divide means literally to cut straight. The Lord is telling us that after we receive knowledge and instruction, diligent study must accompany it to properly interpret the word of truth. Many Christians, in an attempt to serve or minister in their gifts, mishandle vital scriptural principles, sometimes in ignorance, other times in rebellion, and yes, even in pride. This scripture is also forewarning the Christian that we can bring present and even eternal shame on ourselves on the kingdom of God by carelessly, ignorantly, or pridefully mishandling his word. God assures us that for the amount of diligent study we give to his word, we will experience that same amount of increase in our lives. Remember, if we don't give enough study time and effort to a thing, we will not see the growth we want to expect. Faith trusts God's timing. When we have asked God for what is in his will for us, we must trust that we will receive it in God's appointed time and season. During the waiting period, we are not to become lazy or inactive, but to continue faithfully serving and preparing ourselves to receive from him. Since timing is married to sowing and reaping, we must continue to sow, because the kingdom of heaven is built upon the seed principle. Seed time is the full cycle of the seed, from its germination to full maturation as a plant. Continuing to sow our time, labor, goods, ensures that we actually have something to harvest when the due season arrives. And I encourage you once again to read Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, and Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Faith believes that Jesus is who he says he is. Faith is assured through our fellowship with Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit and his word, that he is indeed the Son of God. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16 says, he saith unto them, but whom do ye say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We must have daily fellowship with Jesus Christ if we are to stand secure in this truth. The world says that Jesus Christ was a good man, and perhaps even a prophet. But he certainly isn't God. Besides, there are many ways to God. Again, the Christian must be fully persuaded about his identity, and able to explain by the word of God and revelation of the Holy Spirit who he is. Faith believes in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 and 16 says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And his name, through faith, in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Beloved, faith these God's covenant promises in the name of Jesus. For example, his covenant of healing, Jehovah Rapha, provider, Jireh, peace, shalom, righteousness, Tiskenu, champion, Sabaoth, unlimited supply, Shaddai, and others. The name of Jesus Christ is irrevocably connected to the fulfillment of his word to us. Faith is not a murmur or complainer. The children of Israel constantly murmured and complained against Moses and against God's instruction to them. Being a person who murmurs or a complainer provokes God to wrath because it springs from an evil heart of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12. And unbelief comes from a mixture of pride and fear. To murmur means to mutter our displeasure and disagreements under our breath, while complaining means to find fault or accusation with a person or thing. God warns us in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 19. Chapter 4 also, Psalms 106, verse 24, 26 and 29 and 40, that if we harden our hearts and express it through murmuring and complaining about all the things and people we don't like, should every bump in the road, discomfort, inconvenience, or godly commandment, we say that's too hard. God's got to understand that I can't do all of that, or I can't leave all that behind. That's just what, not me. Beloved, he will judge us, unbelieving, not allow us to enter the state and place of spiritual rest and blessedness that he has appointed for us. Remember, out of all the millions of Israelites, only a remnant were allowed to go into the promised land, because the others had unbelief in their hearts. Faith speaks. Faith does not say, I'll believe it when I see it, but works towards God's purposes even before they manifest. Faith received the promises by speaking those things that be not as though they are. God's word is his bond. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Because God honors his word, his name also has the honor of integrity. If we were to honor our promises and commitments, then our names would also become synonymous with integrity. Faith for the honor of his name. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18 says, And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Beloved, we should walk in the character and power of God to bring Him glory. We do not have the evidence of the miraculous power to heal, deliver, and set free. The world doesn't honor God's word or His name. This honor, though, belongs solely to the Lord, because only He laid down His life and shed His own blood for sin. We should not try to make a name for ourselves through personal recognition or man-made honor. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Beloved, faith is enduring and full of praise. Faith endures hardships and trials by being filled with praise to God. True faith doesn't just ride the emotional highs of life and then quit when times are hard, even when our emotions don't support it. Genuine faith continues to believe the truth, preserving right to the end. Beloved, faith pleases God and opens the land of promise, the promised land to us. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
O Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I pray that tonight's lesson was a blessing to you, the character of faith. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson or would like copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. I would like to extend an invitation for you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, mean backsliding, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will of freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ, or make a recommitment to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready and willing to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God had raised him from the dead? Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, once again, I'm encouraging you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let tonight be the night. Oh, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Will you join me in prayer? Lamb of God, I come, I come. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you. And I ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, ask God to reveal to you any instances in which you hurt someone else. If you have fully repented and accepted forgiveness from the Lord, recognize that because of his sacrifice for your sin, you are no longer in debt to him. Pray about any action you need to take. Do you owe a debt to anyone? Write a sincere letter of apology, asking if there's anything you can do to demonstrate your change of heart. Perhaps it is not possible to make restitution with the individual you wronged. ask God to show you an opportunity to bless someone else in a relevant way. Example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, Paul said that those who use to steal should do meaningful work with their hands so they can be generous to those in need. God bless you as we share the word and encourage spiritual growth. And please be reminded, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, I'd like to encourage you to read the scriptures every day. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Pray daily and throughout the day. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Share the gospel with others. Become a disciple. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I encourage you, beloved, once again, Acts chapter 2, verse 41 says, then they that gladly received his words were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them, the church, about 3,000 souls. So find yourself a church in your community that preach Jesus Christ and be baptized.
Just as I am with you.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.